Volunteer typists will gather at Reno City Plaza to dictate messages from passersby who want to convey their thoughts to the president. Cheryl Oring sat down with our reporter Holly Hutchings to discuss her project, which is called I Wish to Say.
Welcome, Cheryl. Thank you for being with us today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So you have been doing the I Wish to Say project since 2004.
That's right.
Where did the project grow out of, and what is your goal with it?
I had been living overseas for about 6 years. I'd been living in Berlin and came back to this country very sort of out of touch with what people were thinking about politics. And so I was just looking for a way to try to understand what people were thinking and make note of it.
And can you just tell me, as kind of like a bird's eye view of someone just seeing this project for the first time, what does it look like? What exactly would you describe it as?
So I will be sitting down at a desk. I'm dressed up as a 1960s secretary with big hair and a bright dress, and I have a manual typewriter and a banner behind me that's in red, white, and blue, stars and stripes, sort of decor, and it says, send a postcard to the president. And people can come up and sit down at my desk, take a few minutes to think what they'd like to say, and then tell me what they would like to say to the White House. And I'll type it verbatim, and they will get the original to send off to the White House, and I keep a carbon copy for my archive.
So what about a typewriter makes people open up about their feelings toward the president or about this country?
Well, there's a couple things about the typewriter. One is that it's something people don't see every day, so they're curious about it, and then they come up to me and want to know what it is, and it starts a conversation in a really different way. But the other thing is that I'm there as an active listener, and I think with the typewriter, people see that I'm listening, and I'm listening really intently and taking down their thoughts and ideas, and people have very emotional reactions to that. You know, I try to approach everybody very neutrally. I'm not bringing my own opinion into the project, and so people can read it however they want and, you know, interact with it in any way that they feel comfortable with.
The 2016 election was a very divisive time in our country. Mm-hmm. And have you seen that spill over into the letters that have been written since then?
Oh, absolutely. And definitely even during the campaign, you know, the last election campaign, people were talking about it. You know, I think the public doesn't like all of the, you know, the arguing that has gone on and the lowbrow politics. And, of course, now I get a lot of people talking about how they don't want the country run by tweets.
Well, Cheryl, is there one letter that stands out in your memory?
There are many. You know, the one I'm thinking about the most was happened last fall. It was really close to the election. There was a gentleman, I was typing for 2 days in a row, and there was a guy who watched sort of from the sidelines most of both of the shows but didn't participate. And then at the end, I was about to pack up, and I sort of looked at him. I said, well, this is your last chance if you want to say something to the president. So he came over and shared this really emotional experience about how he'd come to this country and how his life as an immigrant had been quite difficult, but now he'd finally landed a good job and was doing okay, but, you know, talking about the concerns of immigrants. And at the end, you know, he was nearly in tears, and then he said, you know, could I hug you? And it was just such an emotional exchange. He was very thankful for the chance to participate, and the experience clearly moved him, and that's one of the ones I really remember.
Cheryl Oring, thank you for being with us today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
These interactive presentations will be held at Reno City Plaza from July 20th through July 22nd from 4 to 7 p.m. The events are presented by Nevada Humanities as part of Art Town. We should also note that KUNR is a media sponsor for Art Town, and you can learn more at renoisarttown.com.